Three-term Colorado Democratic U.S. Senator Michael Bennett is reportedly seriously considering running for the open governor's position in 2026. If he were to enter the contest, Colorado politics would be seriously upended. The many potential gubernatorial candidates would be forced to reconsider their chances in winning a statewide primary against their sitting senior senator. Included in this category are U.S. House members Joe Neguse and Jason Crow. The only formally announced Democratic gubernatorial candidate is Attorney General Phil Weiser, who is ineligible to seek a third term for his current position. After announcing in early January that he would run for a second term, Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville is backtracking and now says he is seriously considering entering his state's open governor's race. Since the Senate seat is in cycle, Senator Tuberville must risk his position should he embark on a gubernatorial campaign. Doing so would likely reduce the number of people running for governor, but produce a large Republican field vying for a safe, open Senate seat. Texas U.S. Representative Sylvester Turner, a Democrat representing downtown Houston, and hours after attending President Trump's address to Congress, suddenly passed away. Mr. Turner had earlier been diagnosed with bone cancer, but declared himself cancer-free before the 2024 election. Prior to winning the U.S. House seat, Mr. Turner served 2 4-year terms as mayor of Houston and for 27 years in the Texas House of Representatives. Republican Governor Greg Abbott will schedule a special election to replace Mr. Turner. Candidates will compete in an initial election. If no one receives majority support, the top two finishers, regardless of political party affiliation, will advance to a runoff election that the governor will then schedule. Congressman Turner's predecessor, the late Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, won 14 consecutive U.S. House elections until she succumbed to cancer in July of 2024. Therefore, this will be the second time in less than a year that Texas' 18th district will be vacant due to an incumbent's death. Maine State Representative Laurel Libby has gained notoriety for highlighting that girls' sports should be limited to biological females. As a result, she was stripped of her floor privileges and voting rights in the state house. Ms. Libby now says she is considering launching a campaign for governor, considering her newfound name ID throughout the political world, and becoming a heroine within the Republican base. Ms. Libby becomes a formidable candidate for the statewide party nomination. She would also have the ability of attracting national funding for what then could become a competitive general election. Democratic incumbent Governor Janet Mills, who is fighting President Trump over the same issue, is ineligible to seek a third term next year. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.